In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. March 19th, Feast of Saint Joseph, the guardian, the protector of Jesus. He is also called Saint Joseph the Silent. For the Bible tells us, as Mary's husband, that he really didn't speak any words, even in the face of the Word made flesh, the trip to Bethlehem, finding a place for the birth of the Son of God, leaving Bethlehem to Egypt, and then, of course, returning to Nazareth. No words. And the Magi, led by the star, found the house in Bethlehem where the Christ child, Mary, and Joseph were living. They showed reverence to the Christ child. They left their gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And because they had been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, and so they departed to their own land by another route. And man does not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Now, after they had departed, look, the angel of the Lord did appear in a dream to Joseph and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother and flee to Egypt, and be there until I tell you, for Herod is about to seek the child in order to destroy him." And he got up and he took the child and his mother during the night and departed for Egypt. And this, of course, is to fulfill Hosea in the scriptures, "Out of Egypt I called my son." You see, nothing was going to foil the Lord God himself in his plan for the Son of God. Joseph, the faithful husband, obeyed the word of the Lord, traveled to Egypt to keep Mary and the Christ child, the God-man, safe. And so he kept his family in Egypt until Herod's death. Joseph knows that the incarnate Jesus isn't his son. He is this Christ child, the son of David, the son of Abraham, the Christ. And this is all about the Christ child, for who he is and what he will do as Savior. And so this feast of Saint Joseph, guardian of Jesus, this day is really about the Son of God. Certainly not to set aside Joseph himself as, of course, in his family, the guardian and the protector. But it really is ultimately about the Son of God as our guardian and our protector. For he will save his people from their sins. He will flip this lost and condemned house, necrotic in body, in soul, dead in trespasses and sins, covered in yellow tape, for all to see, condemned to destruction, flipping this lost and condemned creature in body and soul to the body and soul that is the temple of his Spirit, all by his grace and love, not with gold or silver, but with his holy, precious blood and with his innocent suffering and death. Yes, the word of the Lord came to Joseph. He actively listened, and he actively, trustingly obeyed and took his family under the safety of darkness to the light of Egypt. The word made flesh, the word spoken to him in a dream by the Lord, saved Joseph and the Christ child. And to be sure, in a like manner, that word made flesh comes to us in the means of grace and gives us hope. As Paul writes, a hope that does not disappoint. It assures us of eternal life when the Lord himself comes to judge the living and the dead. For he has clothed us, with the full armor of God by his water, word, and faith. You see, when we are seeking our own guardians and our own protectors in the words of the internet, pornography, maybe even Oprah Winfrey Ministries, zodiac signs listed in newspapers, social media, and on and on and on. All this brings is satanic destruction, the sin of idolatry, and finally, eternal condemnation and destruction. Satan is not your guardian. He is the great pretender of guardianship. He is the master of half-truths, the deceiver. Did God really say? The Son of God is our Savior, who guards and protects us. He is the Word made flesh, for without the shed blood of the Son of God, there is no forgiveness of sins. We do not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God, as did Joseph. As Pastor Luther writes, though devils all the world would fill, all eager to devour us, we tremble not, we fear no ill. They shall not overpower us. This world's prince still scour as he will. He can harm us none. He's judged, the deed is done. One little word can fell him. This one little word of the Lord God, from the angel of the Lord that was spoken to obedient, trusting Joseph as his guardian and protector of the Christ child. Get up! And take the child and his mother and flee to Egypt and be there until I tell you, for Herod is about to seek this child in order to destroy him. By the word of God, Joseph is the guardian and protector, the one who, rather than abandoning and divorcing his betrothed, pregnant Mary, with the son of David, takes her into his home, pounds on doors in Bethlehem, seeking a place of protection and shelter for his family and the impending birth of the incarnate God. Once again, at the word of the Lord, he leaves Bethlehem to Egypt until Herod's death. Trusting the word of the Lord by faith alone, he obeys the Lord's words. This word made flesh that dwelt among us is our Savior, who guards and protects us with the full armor of God. The one Lord, the one faith, the one baptism. This word, the Son of David, is the one who enables us to say, a mighty fortress is our God, a trusty shield and weapon. And certainly when we are up and down in our lives and struggling over the various things that go on in our lives, the ups and downs here at the seminary, everything that is before us, we can say he is our refuge and our strength. Amen. The peace of God that surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.